Ιωράννα, μάλλον ελελέη, καλόφαλαχιά του, αλόφα, κόκκιμελ μελεπούκα, μεάω, μαϊτεάμα, εμόμου ολάβα πίνκι, επέτειτα το τεμάνα ιταλάνι, μοτανά τα ουρίνα, μανάω καμανουιάνα, μου κοιτά το ούμα. Ότι όλα μα τεμάλω, εγώ μου έγκυτα το, ο κατσίνο είναι τα του, τα μοχά είναι μπενέ. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. Te Ama are proud to partner up with Waitemata District Health Board and East Tamaki Healthcare to promote health and welfare amongst our Pacific population in Aotearoa, New Zealand, so that we may have the tools and knowledge to make better lifestyle choices. Our sponsors, Waitemata District Health Board, is the largest New Zealand DHB in New Zealand, which protects, improves and promotes the health of our people and communities. And our other sponsor, East Tamaki Healthcare, is one of the largest primary healthcare providers in the country, and East Tamaki Healthcare have been serving South Auckland communities for 40 years. Mahalo ni maha kaitai lahi lele ki te Waitemata District Health Board. Ia ma East Tamaki Healthcare, mo te ngā lue mahalohi ma te tau tō mō tātou kaina pahe huka I Aotearoa New Zealand. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pasifika families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for our Pasifika people and for those who are serving our Pasifika population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, Te Ama. You're tuned in to Te Ama. I'm your host for Te Ama, Mau Puka. Well, I hope you all had a great weekend. The weather hasn't been the best, and I'd like to make a to some of my workmates, I'd like to make a shout out to all the workers out there working outside in these shocking conditions. It's supposed to be summer, man. I started at 4 a.m. this morning and it was pouring down. Strong gusts out in Half Moon Bay, but I love it. Sometimes you just got to embrace these conditions and laugh at it. Just as well, I had all the PPE gears. Otherwise, it would have been a different story.
Yeah.
Respect to all the night shift workers, road workers working regardless of the weather. We all have to work hard, provide an income to support our loved ones. But for me, doing this community radio work is a labor of love. No income in it, but more than money, I know will make an impact to whoever may be listening in, and hopefully that one person or whoever may act on these conversations. I have been fortunate to have met some amazing guests come on and share their work and passion, the contributions they are making, because that's what they set out to do. Be the difference. For me, I can see the passion and love from most of these guests. Also, I have to say this. Congratulations and well done to the Irish rugby team. What a win. They really took advantage of the All Blacks. Selections and, I guess, complacency. Definitely, the luck of the Irish had nothing to do with it, with their win this time. Well, their first win, actually, over the ABs. They really took it to the ABs from start to finish. They grinded right throughout till the end. Well, you know, enjoy it now to all the Irish fans, because in 2 weeks' time, there will be blood. Literally, ABs will be back hard and fast. And also, hard luck to the Kiwi boys. Next time, boys. Okay, enough small sports talk. Let's get to business. Well, today, our show today will focus on the disability sector and also the Pacific workforce. I know a couple of NGOs personally that are doing some amazing work, working directly with people, both disabled and non-disabled. And one of those organizations is called FAB. FAB's an organization that walks the talk. They are inclusive, promote and support self-reliance that enhances the social opportunities for people both disabled and non-disabled. I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing and meeting the FAB Pacific Operations Manager, young Paul Avea. He's been here a couple of times. I've known him for a while now, and we actually started up a young dad support group that meet up at his office there in Old Pap. We both felt that a lot of young dads we knew and had heard from, they didn't really have a place to be able to share the challenges they're going through, the traps, the temptations, that kind of stuff. So yes, FAB is an organization who are literally walking the talk and supporting these people in our communities. And one of the main challenges Paul could see, and something that frustrated him a lot, is that our Pacific communities, while some of them were not inclusive or accepting of these people, like at churches, can you believe it? Churches. So we'll be looking into this as well. Well, our very special guest today, as I mentioned via emails and social media, I'm very privileged to meet this man, Manaselua. I've heard a lot about his great work, and also he was one of the original Whakatautua staff before VT was formed. So it's awesome to hear these stories, and I think him, Manufotu and Alafoliaki are part of the same crew. But just a little bit about Manaselua. He is the Disability and Pacific Workforce Manager at Te Pou. Manaselua is the national lead for Te Pou's Disability Workforce Development Program, dedicated to supporting workforce development for frontline disability support staff. Part of Manasseh's role is to support and facilitate access to leadership and training resources for the sector. A key aim is national consistency and regional responsiveness. Manasseh is a, he is an educated man. He studied at Auckland Uni. He has a Bachelor of Arts and, wow, and a Master of Arts, honors in English. His academic focus was mainly in post-colonial New Zealand and Pacific literature. He also dabbled in creative writing and poetry under the esteemed presence and guidance of, wow, Witi. He might have heard, wow, I've read some of his readings too. Manasseh started his career at the Ministry of Pacific Island Affairs in 96, where he worked for 5 years. He then left the public service to work for a couple of years as a consultant and then for a small Pacific disability provider. I'm guessing that must be PIAS. Yes. Before they combined with Malolonga Trust to form BT. He returned to the public service where he worked in the Disability Services Directorate of the Ministry of Health back in 2003 before joining Lewa back in March 2008. After 5 amazing and fulfilling years at Lewa, Manasseh decided to take up a senior leadership role for Te Pou in April 2013. Some of his portfolios or current projects include autism workforce development, disability workforce, and the Let's Get Real disability framework. So that's just a brief about our very special guest, and we'll be focusing a lot more on the disability and Pacific workforce sector right after this break we're going to have. And when we come back, we'll have the man himself share about the work he's doing and the approach we should have to for our workforce to help our people in the communities.
What up? Jeremiah, tell her.
I wanna get next to you. Tonight I got my crystal in your zone. On my new spider from zone. I got a couple dollars and yeah, I just got it. Text her when she home. Cause she texts back, I'm alone, yeah. Yeah, you know, ain't no question, baby. I wanna get next to you.
What's up, little mama? Could you tell me your name? I'm in all white cocaine, so flame is what I'm smoking on when I think about it. When I'm looking at your body, when I see you, cause I really wanna come close. So fly, and I want you the most. Let's have a toast. Drinks on me, so me. Summertime drop top, wintertime minks on me. Too cold, I'm hoping that you really want me, cause I be at you cause I wanna get next to you. In the back of the Phantom or the club, in the VIP or at the bar. When I see you, I feel like I'm looking at a star. Up the par, just so fly, so fly. Have a dream of you being mine, cause I'm just so high. Telling all my boys that you chose me and left your guy. Magnificent situation, I'm so glad that I bumped you. Intense, let me close up this distance between us two. Cause I don't wanna go hard like I wanna have sex with you. I'ma take my time and let you know.
I wanna get next to you. Spotted from zone. I got a couple dollars and yeah, I just got it. Text her when she home. Cause she texts back, I'm alone, yeah. Yeah, you know, ain't no question, baby. I wanna get next to you.
I think you sexy, ain't no need for the faking. Could you tell me, is this seat taken? If it ain't, then can I sit there? Yeah, compliment her like a gentleman because I know there's fly shit there. All the time in the back of my mind, I wanna say that's my shit there. With the swag of a diva, hot but not too flamboyant. Nope, wishing I could communicate with her through clairvoyance. Yes, telepathy and I can tell her what I really feel about her when I have a thought. Pretty skin and your lips look so soft. Don't talk, shh, be quiet. Can't you tell what I be thinking about when you see my eyes? They say I'm looking at you like prey, and I'm a lion and I'm finna make a move. What up? Cause I really wanna see her on my arm a lot. Try to be her friend, I'ma be so close, I become her confidant.
That's right.
But play hard to get and tell me, why don't I just go? Well, I think you are the shit, so.
I wanna get next to you. Tonight I got she on, cause she text back, I'm alone, yeah. Yeah, you know, ain't no question, baby, baby. I wanna get next to you. I wanna get next to you.
And welcome back to the Alma Community Health Radio. And as I said before, our focus today will be on the disability and Pacific workforce sector. And we are very privileged to have Manase Lua, the national lead for Te Pou's Disability Workforce Development Program. And without further ado, I would just like to say Malo Elele, Manase, and once again, thank you so much for being here.
Maureli Mel, Talohani, and Farufalayatu, Talofalava, Nisambula Vinaka, Kiorana, and Kiora to all our listeners out there. It's indeed an honor to be here today, having a talanoa with you around some of the work that I do at Te Pou, and also about the disability sector in general. Yeah, Mel, it's a very challenging sector that we work in, given the workforce challenges. But I think Te Pou is well placed to help address some of the challenges that are currently in the disability sector. But again, just wanting to thank you for this opportunity to share some of the challenges that we face and also some of the positive developments that are on the horizon for the disability workforce in particular. Mahalo au pito.
Mahalo ni Manase, absolutely. You know, I'm looking forward to this talanoa, you know, just prior to coming on air. You know, you were sharing with me about, you know, the workforce and supporting our, you know, people and families with who may have a disability. And I was asking you the question of, you know, how can our staff or people looking to get into that line of work career, how can they be attracted to their line of work? And I really like how you put it across. But before we get into that, Manase, can we please... you know, I'd like to ask all my guests, really, if they can share a bit about themselves, you know, their family history, their upbringing, if that's okay.
Sure, no problem, Mel. I'm obviously from the tiny kingdom of Tonga, born in Tonga, but grew up here in New Zealand. Yes. I migrated here during the infamous Dawn Raid era. In the mid-70s, we lived in Grey Lynn, as a lot of Polynesians did back in those days. Mm. Vermont Street, to be exact. I lived in a flat there. Had a brief period of exile up north in Kaikohe during the, during one of those Dawn raids. But, you know, it's all part of the family history, and I'm proud of that, and the fact that it's character building. We never had anything on a silver spoon served up to us. We had to fight and pretty much survive to get whatever morsel of crumbs we got. But really proud of the fact that my parents brought us up in a loving home where all I can remember, despite those challenging days, is... being looked after, having, you know, always a full stomach. So, you know, even though things are pretty hard sometimes and you hear of the homelessness and the sad plight of our people today, it's nothing new. It's been around for a long time. A lot of it is about personal resilience, how you overcome those challenges and how you break through. So as a son of the Pacific, proud Tongan with connections to Samoa and Fiji, I'm really happy to share some of my journey here. It's a humble journey, but it is a journey nonetheless. Very much a family man. I'm married to a beautiful wife from Australia. Yes, I married the enemy. I married a wallaby, but she's a Tongan girl. Falola, Mofe Latu, Ni Latu Lua. She hails from Four in Hapai. On her father's side, and on her mother's side, she's from Nukunuku in the Hihifo district, the proud rugby playing nation. I have four children, two boys, two girls. In fact, my son, eldest son, Siosifa, celebrated his 16th birthday yesterday. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. He's currently schooling at my old school at Asda. He's doing very well. The young fella, and it's
još jednom kroz naš Marija. O tebi svake noći sniva, da li će doći taj dan, da ti nas Hrista noć u ruci male barke, ti sjeti sve mene i naše ljubavi žarke. Ti sjeti sve mene i naše ljubavi žarke. I ti su lada su, i ti su lada su, i ti su lada, ti su lada, ti su lada su, na puntu jurana, na puntu jurana, i ti su lada, ti su lada, ti su lada su. Se sija i zvijezda blista visja, nek ljubav srca nano pija, a dojdi čekam te ja, ta divna splista noć u luci male barke, ti sjeti se mene naše ljubavi žarke, ti sjeti se mene i naše ljubavi žarke. I ti su lada su, i ti su lada su, i ti su lada, ti su lada, ti su lada su, na puntu jurana, na puntu jurana. I ti su lada, ti su lada, ti su lada su, na prvemu je mat, na drugom aneta, trećemu najvećemu ja volim čoveka, a neka poskoči, ja volim doskoči. I ti su lada, ti su lada, ti su lada su.
Više od sunca, kaleto moja draga, korek na baminiere. I już tebe góra kolo barila. Ale to moja draga, wolim te wisze osudza.
Nećemo, ne, stoj doma, kreće, ne bojeti je.
Koliko ragu, da se zbali tamo.
Ribali su spremni, ribali su sretni, kad zaplove liti kroz tu pravu noć. Srdele iz kuše, velike i male, uskrat drugi dane, lovit ćemo mi. Maestralom burom temu dano, lovit ćemo svaku valu mi. Još da bude samo riba dana, došla tad biti. Se stari barba ante, kara ti bevante, pa će pisma pas. Snimaj selo moje, cile ove noći, sutra ćemo doći, sale u to mi. Vesu miže spreme da zarane, uzoru će dobar burjeti. Još da bude samo liba dana, došla tad biti. Još da bude samo lipa dana, došla tak biti.
Dva bracanina intrala na fiumeri. Aca, 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 kažu monta dva. Aca, 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 kažu monta dva. Ma nima ništa tvoga, ma to je vakva moja. Ma perala mi goj, ma sokoliću moj. Ma nima ništa tvoga, ma to je vakva moja. Ma perala mi goj, ma sokoliću moj. Fina nosi vokal vina, kad rimom prođe cura fina nosi vokal vina. Aca, 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 kažu monta dva. Aca, 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 kažu monta dva. A vojte curo fina, donesi vokal vina, nek cina rima zna, za braca nina dva. A vojte curo fina, donesi vokal vina, nek cina rima zna.
Aca,
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 maca,
maca.
Za braca nina dva.
Prozor punje cvičan,
pogled mi poleti.
Ti je moja svičan,
otvi prozor mali.
U toj tisnoj kapli,
obasjan od sunca.
Srce mi zapali,
šareni pitoni.
Gori pucrljeni, a uz njega stari.
Ružbari zeleni,
iza murti lice, crne oči mire, usne rusulice, kad svijet mire šire. Pa i meni mili je baruš naš, još je lipi kad me ti po šperu čekaš. Pa i meni mili je baruš naš, još je lipi kad mi ti po ljubac daš.
U maloj kaleti,
prozor punje cvičan,
pogled mi poleti.
Ti je moja sreća,
oti prozor mali.
U toj tisnoj kapi,
obasjan od sunca.
Srce mi zapali, šareni pitoni. Gori pucrljeni, a uz njega stari. Ružmari zeleni, i zamurti lice, crne oči.
oči mire, usnelo su lice, hladski zmiri šire. Aj, meni, ti nije varoš naš, još je lipi kad me ti po šperu čekaš. Aj, meni, ti nije varoš naš, još je lipi kad mi ti po ljubav daš. Kad mi ti
Jute san se zajubi. Jute san se zajubi. Cesarica.
U tebi se gojim.
Yeah.